Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
For our next guest, joining an LGBT GAA club or hurling team unexpectedly changed his life. Mikey O'Loughlin says that returning to hurling after 17 years with the GAA club na Gael Éireacha helped him overcome a very tough and emotional time in his life. I spoke with Mikey O'Loughlin, who's showbiz editor with the RSVP magazine. I spoke with him before I came on air, and he told me about his experience with his club, na Gael Éireacha.
So na Gael Éireacha is the world's first exclusively LGBTQ plus hurling team, or sorry, GAA club. And I first heard of it back in 2021 after it was founded. My friend Ian joined the football team. And as a big GAA fan myself, I always said, as soon as they started a hurling team, I was going to get involved. It took a little while for me to get involved. The hurling team was set up kind of midway through 2022.
Yeah.
The first competitive season started last year in 2023. But I got a hair transplant last January, which meant I couldn't wear a helmet for 3 months.
Yeah.
So that ruled me out of playing last year. So I finally plucked up the courage, got the boots and the hurley and whatnot, and I started playing 6 months ago in January 2024.
And you say it kind of unexpectedly changed your life. In what way?
Absolutely. I was at a very hard time in the last few years, different personal struggles with different things going on in my life. And I was on a real low and I was just feeling so lethargic and I didn't really know how unwell I was. And it took a long time for me to realize that. And it took a little bit of a breakdown to a friend for me to realize how bad the situation was. And, you know, I took steps and was in counselling and a lot of friends and family support. And I joined na Gael Éireacha not looking for something to change my life. I joined because I'm a GAA fan. I wanted a new hobby.
Yeah.
But the last 6 months have just been incredible. And the highs that I've had, especially on those cold Saturday mornings coming back from training in Phoenix Park, and like I would literally be bouncing up and down
really?
On the seat of my car with the excitement and the enthusiasm and the passion. And it was just that hit of just joy that I was feeling has just been incredible.
It's so infectious actually to hear you talk about it in that way. But I want to talk a little bit more about the positivity of it. But just to give people an indication as to how much of a transformation it's been for you, as much as you want to, tell me how tough the tough time was.
The tough time was really tough. And I'm a really open, I'm bubbly, I'm confident, I'm definitely an extrovert. I love being the center of attention. I like the conversations to revolve around me in the room. And I like going out, like being with my friends. And it was when I stopped wanting to go places and felt like actually I'm happier to sit at home, or I don't want to be around people. This month 2 years ago, I went to Paris on a solo holiday, and I was just really didn't want to go. And the leading up to it, I was hoping my flight would be cancelled. I was hoping something would happen that I just wouldn't have to go. Now, I went, I had a great time. As with every other social situation I was in, I always did have a good time when I was there. But
you recoiled into yourself, is that it?
Yeah. And I had to put on a front a lot of the time and, you know, turn on, like I'm a journalist and I interview people, and so I have to turn on a certain charm to do that. And
yeah.
I was able to just put on this fake Mikey and pretend everything was okay.
Do you know why
okay.
it happened, Mikey, looking back now?
Of course. There's different catalysts that led to it. A lot of them are quite personal. But, you know, I'm dealing with all of that still. And the NGA has just helped that in just a way that I didn't expect it to.
Okay. And is it then, the Gael Éireacha, the GAA club, is it a sense of community, or is it the exercise? Or have you put your finger on what the catalyst is for the transformation?
I think it's both. I think the community spirit is unbelievable. I have two amazing groups of friends. My friends in Ennis, who I've been friends with since primary school, secondary school, college. We all live beside each other, and that they'll be in my life forever. Same with my gay friends here in Dublin. I've been friends since I moved here 8.5 years ago, and they will be in my life forever. But this new community has just added something extra. It's given something on top of those friendships. Mm. And it took a while to get to know people. We all went to Hamburg in February, and I wasn't going to go. I was new to the club. I was only there 6 weeks or so. And about the third week in, we were walking back from coffee in Phoenix Park, and one of the players turned to me and said, "Oh, are you going to Hamburg?" I said, "No, she all booked it last year and I'm new to it. I don't know anybody." And he kind of turned deadpan to me and said, "Well, that's the reason you should come. That's where you're going to make your friends."
Yeah.
And fast forward on the few weeks later, sitting in a dive bar on a dingy street in Hamburg, in a bar that was basically underground. We were the only people in there. And I'm sitting there drinking German pints, looking around the room going, "I found my tribe. I can't believe I'm here." And it felt so special.
A kind of a sense of belonging, I suppose, and people who look after you a bit. And I know you've made some good friends. You've mentioned that one of your teammates checked in with you on the day of your sister's anniversary. Is that right?
Yeah. So my sister Enid died in 2008, so 16 years ago. And my first game starting a full match was the day of her anniversary, which to me was really special because she played camogie for Clare. We both had a shared love of GAA, and just for that day to be the day that I played the full game was really, really nice. And I got out of the shower and I had a missed call and I rang my club mate back, and he just said he had seen my Instagram post about her, because, you know, me and Nina don't have pictures anymore. You know, there's a finite amount of pictures and I like to share one on her anniversary every year. He said he had seen the picture and just wanted to know if I was okay and best of luck in the match and that he'd be there to support me. Kindness is one of the big things that was instilled in me by my mum at home growing up. And I thrive off other people's kindness. And it's always the really small things, like your friend's mum making you buns or somebody texting you or inviting you for a sleepover or... that phone call, it's always those really small things that always stick with me as well, because I don't think there's enough kindness in the world. So when somebody goes out of their way to do something for you, I think it has to be really appreciated.
Well, you're dead right there. There's no question about it. You used to play in school, but you gave it up, hurling. Why is that?
Yeah. And people ask that. It's like, "Oh, did you play before?" I wasn't very good when I played then, and I'm not very good when I play now. So my delusion is real for a lot of things, but I'm very self-aware of my skill levels. I gave it up because it stopped being fun. I just stopped enjoying it. Like, you're standing on the sideline and having these grown men just roaring at you, and I was getting no benefit from it, but my love of GAA never went away. Still followed Clare. My dad was involved with Clare Camogie for years. I used to follow that. I used to go and help out. And as I mentioned, my sister played Camogie, and I used to go to her games as well. And I wanted to play. And anyone who knows me from Ennis and where I'm from in Curraghvard, I was never without a hurley going up and down the road to Tierney's shop back to my house. And I got a message the other day from somebody from where I'm from who said, "I'm going to tell my mum that you're back with the hurley." It's her,
They'll want to come back in Clare now, Mikey. It's, I must say, a genuine pleasure to talk to you. Have a great weekend, Mikey O'Loughlin. And we'll talk again, I'm sure, if you make it through the weekend in one piece.
Thanks so much.
All right. Best of luck. See you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.